With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump has some harsh words for the Senate's top Democrat.
Majority Leader Schumer last week called for new elections in Israel, accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of losing his way in the war against Hamas. Former President Trump agreed with Fox News host Howard Kurtz on Sunday that Schumer's words amount to the U.S. telling an ally how to run its government. There's no question about it, Trump said, adding that both the Democrats and President Biden are, in his words, bad for Israel. Netanyahu also hit back at Schumer, calling his remarks totally inappropriate, adding that, quote, we're not a banana republic. Bob Agner reporting.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with the Biden administration a prospective Rafah operation. The White House has been very skeptical of Netanyahu's recent plans. Also at srnnews.com, Vladimir Putin extending his reign over Russia in a landslide so-called election. The outcome was never in doubt. Correspondent Jim Heintz reports there is a lot of speculation on what Putin will do after winning 87% of the votes.
There's speculation that Russia could attempt some sort of test of NATO's resolve by launching an attack on a NATO country, not necessarily with troops, but possibly through cyber attacks.
Federal prosecutors have painted one-time British tech star Mike Lynch as the mastermind of an $11 billion deal that defrauded Hewlett-Packard. However, his attorney depicts him as a visionary who was made a scapegoat for the desperate buyer's bad decisions. This is SRN News. Arkansas no longer allows residents to use X instead of male or female on their driver's licenses. Jeremy House reports.
Since 2010, Arkansas has allowed transgender residents to use X on driver's licenses and state-issue ID cards. But the state has announced changes that reverse that practice. Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls the move common sense. In a news release, she said Arkansas, quote, will not endorse nonsense as long as she's governor. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Well, during his State of the Union address, President Biden said opponents of Roe v. Wade, quote, have no clue about the power of women. But the head of SBA Pro-Life America, Marjorie Dannenfelser, argues it's the president and Democrats who underestimate the power of women. This is SRN News. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell says there's a lot of bad news looming behind all of the good news we're hearing about the economy.
This is the cross currents that are going on in the economy right now, that a lot of the quote unquote headline numbers, unemployment's still below 4%, gross domestic product is still growing, people are still spending money, people in general still have cash.
Campbell adds, life is about to get much harder for many Americans, despite all of the strong economic reports we keep hearing about.
So you have all that good news going on out there, but then there's a lot of bad news on the other side, which is this inflation, the fact that people's incomes are more and more being eaten up by inflation, and that unemployment is actually ticking up.
Campbell appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.